Final week of our Coach's Insight programs here on Care 93.7, continuing to talk high school basketball, joined now by ACCHS boys head coach, that is Troy Hoffman. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, we appreciate your time throughout the course of the year, and of course, thanks for joining us here this final week, and we'll dive into Substate in just a minute, but how about the regular season finale on Tuesday night at home, Jackson Heights? A ball game where you're down double digits on multiple occasions. You guys claw your way back and ultimately win it at the Horn, 49-47. Just how gratifying was that, and what a way to end the regular season.
Well, it was a high. You know, I still can't believe it sometimes. You know, to play like we did in the first half, and you know, Jackson Heights had a great game plan and executed it very well, and kids were hitting shots for them, and you know, we were in a funk. Our press just wasn't like it normally is, and you know, kids come out in the second half and they made some adjustments, and you know, just to hang tough like that, fight through, not just once, but being down 14 twice, you know, and still coming back and having enough intestinal fortitude to seal the victory there at the end was just real gratifying.
And it gives you a fourth straight victory going into Substate as well next week, and they say you want to be playing your best basketball at this point, and, you know, obviously riding a four-game winning streak going in, it seems like you guys are playing pretty well going into next week.
I like what we're doing. We're starting to execute really well on offense, and, you know, defensively we're starting to help each other out. We realize, you know, trying to guard the ball is too much for just one man to do, and I'm seeing more of a team concept, more so than I have, you know, throughout the course of the year. There and trying to stop the ball. I think the boys are realizing that, you know, the man-to-man defense or zone defense is one guy guarding the ball and four guys helping. And they really embrace that ideology, and you know, it's really showing.
And we're still trying to determine potentially what the Substate bracket's going to look like. There's certainly some options, but you guys have put yourself in position to host a first-round game. It's been quite a few years since you guys have been able to do that. So how nice is it to have that success and go in with this momentum and being able to host a first-round game?
Well, it's always nice to play in front of your home crowd. You know, I think the kids, the student body here has really embraced the boys and girls teams this year, and also the wrestling team, too. They've just been real enthusiastic with their support for all sports here during the winter and really during the fall, too. So it's just nice to have a home court advantage, and we're seeing an opponent we've seen twice already. Of course, they've seen us twice, too, and I know the coach will have a great game plan for us, whether it's Horton or whether it's Jackson Heights, and we just look forward for another home game.
Boy, how wild would that be if it ends up being Jackson Heights after just playing that game on Tuesday night to wrap up the regular season, and how it went would be another good one, obviously with much more on the line being in Substate. Valley Falls kind of separating themselves. It runs through the undefeated Dragons as the top seed. JCN will be the 2 seed, and then ACCHS getting to host a Substate opener, whether it's Horton or Jackson Heights, should be a lot of fun as playoff basketball is here. Troy Hoffman, head coach, ACCHS, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining us throughout the course of the year, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, I want to thank you, too, for all the stuff you've done for us this year, too. Just having the opportunity to talk about the boys and talk about the team online or through the radio is real gratifying.